Most of us have likely been on one end of a job interview, you know, where we have been interviewed. And we were asked strange questions like, what is your favorite superhero and why? Or what are your best three qualities? I remember my first job interview, I was asked, which do you prefer? A green apple or a red apple? You know, they have their reasons why they ask those sorts of questions. You know? And recently, in talking with a friend of mine who has been doing interviews in his parish, he told me that one of his favorite questions to ask people who come for interviews is, give an example of one time when you have failed. Give an example of one time when you have failed. You know, many people can tell you that they like Superman or Batman and why. And even more can tell you their best three qualities. But more difficult and surprising is to be asked to reflect on our failures. It makes us extremely uncomfortable and very vulnerable. Perhaps what my friend is trying to do in getting someone to reflect on their failures and thereby become vulnerable, in as much as this isn't already happening in the context of an interview, you know, is to reveal or simply glimpse in those small moments of honesty and vulnerability the true character of a person. Because anyone can be strong. Anyone can wear masks of pride. But it takes a genuine person to open themselves to being vulnerable. And something similar is occurring in our gospel today. It's almost like Jesus is being interviewed. Are you not the son of Joseph? Are you not the son of Mary? Who are you to be saying these things? The bread that came down from heaven, you know, the bread of life. His interviewers were harsh, but instead of wearing a mask of pride and combating their questions with a list of his skills and all the miracles that he did, Jesus did exactly the opposite. You know, he made himself vulnerable, and he did not defend himself, but instead doubled down on his claim, on their accusations. He doubled down on his claim that, yes, that he is the bread of life, the bread that came down from heaven, the bread through which we might be nourished and be given life. Now, someone who wishes to put himself in a position of power does not make himself food, but makes himself at the top of the food chain. He does not invite people to feed upon him, but instead feed on others, feed on the energy of others. He does not offer himself so that others may live, and instead disregards the lives of others. He does not open himself to relationship. Rather, he always watches his back. And our world is full of people lobbying for power, power in politics. Political power and worldly power, powerful positions in businesses, and unfortunately even in the church. And to be vulnerable in a world that longs for power is somehow antithetical to common sense. But Jesus moves us beyond common sense and into gospel sense. That is a worldview where being bread and feeding others, feeding one another, offering ourselves and sharing our lives with each other is a way of life. A way of life that gives life. And perhaps the examples of Elijah and the community at Ephesus in our second reading can shed light on our own experiences. Notice that it was in Elijah's exhaustion and hunger that he was open to receiving help from someone else, you know, an angel. And notice too that in the community in Ephesus, in their great failures of bitterness, of division, of anger and shouting, that they were invited to be kind, to be compassionate, and reflect on what it means to imitate Christ. And like Elijah and the Ephesian community, we have our own issues to deal with. You know, maybe exhaustion because of the baggage we carry. Like sometimes we feel like we're carrying the weight of the world. Or spiritual hunger. Or maybe vices of anger, of envy, bitterness, and mistrust that breeds division. And amid all these vices and issues that prevent our receptivity to Christ and the life and nourishment He gives through the Eucharist, we are invited to be vulnerable, to be humble, to be open to the workings of the Spirit so that we can come closer to one another and closer to Christ. Because when we are filled with these vices, we cannot be open. We cannot be open to receiving the nourishment from one another, nor do we have the space nor the room to receive the bread of life. Vulnerability does not mean being weak. It means that despite our failures, our weaknesses, our hearts are open to receiving this bread of life through a life of prayer, through sacraments, through building up our relationships with one another. In that way, as we are being fed, we can also feed. As we are being given life, we also give life. Today, brothers and sisters, we come to this Eucharistic feast, to this table of the Eucharist, not as interviewees being asked our failures. We come as disciples. We come as disciples who, amid our failures and weaknesses, lay our gift at the altar of God. Our God who humbled Himself for our sake. Our God who asked us to do the same. To make ourselves vulnerable. To humble ourselves. It is only then that we can truly open our hearts so that we may encounter Christ. And Christ encounter us. Amen.